Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Although social distancing has many of us stuck at home, there are still opportunities to reconnect with nature. Health professionals still suggest getting fresh air and taking walks, and even adding some greenery to your life. Melinda Myers is an expert on all things gardening, and although March is a bit early to start digging in the garden, there are still some ways to work out your green thumb. Myers chats with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about starting seeds and winter sowing.
I've already heard from people who really want to start digging in their garden, even though it's only March. Let's start here. Should people be thinking about digging directly into that garden right now, today?
You know, there are some people that plant their peas on St. Patrick's Day, even if they have to shovel the snow. I saw a pretty fun video where this woman was in Vermont, and she shoveled 3 feet of snow off her garden. She took a high heel to make an indentation. The tube from a roll of wrapping paper rolled her pea seeds down each hole and planted them. I'm not sure I'm ready to do that, but there's a lot we can do inside. And as the snow recedes, grab that leaf rake and just lightly fluff up your lawn to help it dry out quicker and reduce the risk of snow mold forming. Kind of see what's going on outside. Clean up, pick up, that kind of thing. Make some notes where you're going to have to reseed the lawn because of voles and prune off any broken or dead branches. But otherwise, it's a good time to start some things indoors.
Yeah, so if you're hoping to start seed indoors, what should you start growing right now in March?
You know, always check the seed packet because it'll tell you start this X number of weeks before the last spring frost. And, you know, even though you look at the average, I usually say Memorial Day is when we start planting out tomatoes and peppers. The middle of May is when we can do beans and corn. So kind of keep those dates in mind as you're counting back. So right now it's a good time to start broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, those things that like it cool, because they'll be ready to plant outside end of April. They'll be a good size, not too big. Wait on those tomatoes and peppers until early April. As much as we want to start them, bigger is not always better. It's more transplant shock. But all the information you need is on the back of a quality seed packet.
So what are some of your tips for starting seeds indoors? I know that location can be pretty key.
You bet. So most seeds don't need light to germinate, but they need warmth. And so in my house, it's pretty cool. I keep it cool. So I start all my seeds in my closet. There's no light, but it's the warmest room in my house. As soon as they sprout, I get them out and I put them either in a bright sunny window, or actually I've had much better success. I use LED plant lights, much more powerful, energy efficient, and the cost has come drastically dropped. So it's an affordable option. And so as soon as you see the green, put them under light or into a sunny window. That's when they need that sunlight. Clean containers, a sterile planting mix or seed starting mix, and then quality seeds. So warmth to germinate, light once they're up and growing, keep the soil slightly moist, and then you'll need to fertilize with a very dilute solution of fertilizer every couple of weeks. Again, check the bag. It'll tell you the potting mix, oh, it's got a slow-release fertilizer. You won't need to start as quickly, or maybe, you know, as soon as those leaves are up and growing, very dilute solution of any kind of liquid houseplant fertilizer.
So about how big should they be before you start putting them in the garden?
You know, good question. So one is the weather outside. Okay, so we want to make sure it's nice and warm. I like using floating row covers. They're fabric that lets air, light, and water through but traps the heat, and they're low maintenance. I can put my plants in, cover them, anchor it, and I'm done, and leave enough slack. A lot of times I'll put clear plastic, you know, over the garden, get some of those annual weeds to sprout, lightly cultivate. I'm eliminating like half the weeds before I plant. I've warmed the soil, less shock for the plants, and then I can get those transplants in. We also want to gradually introduce them to the outdoors. You know, they've been inside under lights or a sunny window. It's nice inside, and then we put them outside. So the first day, give them maybe an hour of direct sunlight. Then the next day, two, three, four, five, so on. And stop fertilizing till you get them in the garden. And so that's a way to gradually, it's called hardening off. And that's a good way to get them used to the outdoors.
There was something that I was looking up that was called winter sowing. What is that?
You know, I learned this method when I was speaking in Fort Wayne a few years ago, and a couple of gardeners presented it. And it's a cool idea because you don't need lights, you don't need to water every day, so it's very low maintenance. Take a milk jug, drill 4 holes on the bottom, or a soda bottle, a 2-liter soda bottle. Cut the top off so the bottom is about 4 inches deep. And then you leave the handle attached, you know, so there's just this little part attached. Fill that bottom with potting mix, you know, and you've got the drainage holes in the bottom. Moisten, then plant your seeds. Now you could do your broccoli, Brussels sprouts. You could do a lot of your perennial herbs right now. Then you close it, duct tape it shut, take the cap off, and I put mine on the south side of my house, but away so that they do get rain and snow. Check them if we have a dry spring. And it is amazing. You know, the first time I did it, I thought, well, if I have 50% success, I'll be happy. I had coneflowers. Chives are pretty easy, but I did chives. I even did some tomatoes. But I'm going to wait a little bit, like early April, to do my tomatoes and basil when it's warmer. But it's a great way, very low maintenance. And I think it's something that is fun to do with kids, but at gardeners of all ages, because you don't need special equipment. And, you know, I did perennials, and I could divide them out, plant them out, and one packet of seeds, I got 20 plants versus one plant that could cost a little more. So you can take your plant budget and stretch it further that way.
Yeah, what is the benefit of that versus starting a seed indoors?
It's really the input you have to do. So the benefit, you know, indoors you get to touch and feel, which I think right now some of us are dying for some greenery. So there's that benefit that I have something to tend. But you also need to be there daily or have someone in your house that can check the moisture every day. You need to have good light. And sunny windows usually aren't enough. You know, our days aren't that long yet. The sun isn't that intense. So we end up with long, leggy transplants, but we get to tend them and we get to watch them and we get to nurture them. And outside, it's just you put them in there, you set them out, you check occasionally, make sure the soil's moist, and that's it. So from a convenience standpoint, winter sowing is great. You can do a lot without needing a lot of lighting and space, but you miss that nurturing part.
What is the danger of them getting too leggy indoors?
Good question. So we used to start our tomatoes, and I meet old-time gardeners, I might qualify for that as well, that still want to start them in the middle of March. But what we found is they were long, the stems were weak because the light intensity wasn't that great, and so it's more of a shock to the plant when we put it out. Rather, when you start with a smaller plant, it's been growing inside for a shorter period, so the transition's easier. It's usually a stockier plant, and it's less of a transplant shock going out. I ran into a woman a couple weeks ago on my speaking tour, and she goes, "So what would you tell someone who started sunflower seeds indoors 2 weeks ago?" And I went, "Was that you?" And she goes, "Yep." And I said, "Well, give them as much light as you can and, you know, see what happens."
See how it works. All right, well, Melinda Myers, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you.
Melinda Myers is a gardening expert and the author of many books on the subject, including Small Space Gardening and Midwest Gardener's Handbook. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and you can find their previous conversations at wuwm.com.